Hare Krishna. Last night I was speaking to one of the Sankirtan ladies in Budapest, and she's actually not one of the full-time devotees. She works, and she's going out in the evenings in the marathon, and she was telling me how someone had approached her and given his name and address, wanting an English set of Bhagavatams. So it's amazing what's out there. Here we are in Hungary, and someone comes and wants an English set of Srimad Bhagavatams. So we're looking after providing them with one. We've got a few questions here today. A couple from Chaitanya Leela, another from an anonymous person in Hungary. Chaitanya Leela gives a lengthy account of how she felt she got cheated by her telephone company, mobile telephone company, first with a contract, and then when she lost her telephone and the insurance didn't cover the phone, so she felt cheated and asks how should digest things like that in relation to Krishna consciousness. And of course, consumerism is about cheating. So that's what we should be aware of, and that's what the world that we live in at the present moment is all about. It's about consumerism, cheating, because the goal of life is to become Krishna conscious and to just work for the bare necessities of life and spend the rest of your time cultivating spiritual life. Here we find to the opposite, that people slave away all their lives in order to purchase all kinds of things that are of no real value to them in the pursuing the goal of a form of life, ultimately to lose all of those things, therefore they're cheated. And this is what society teaches right from the very beginning. People are brainwashed into this way of life. So certainly if we're part of a brainwashed system, we shouldn't be surprised that we get cheated. Of course we're going to get cheated. And in one sense, especially when we're living in cities, it's just unavoidable that we have to be entangled and involved in this way of life. In other words, you have to have a mobile phone. So one has to just sort of take it on the chin and accept, all right, this is the way it is, and not be excessively attached. But at the same time, we should be clever. Like Srila Prabhupada said, I'm an old Calcutta boy. In other words, that Srila Prabhupada didn't allow himself to be cheated. He knew what it meant, avoiding getting cheated in the world. So we should also avoid that as much as possible. We use the live by Ishopanishad's formula, Om Purnamada Purnamida. We need the bare necessities of life. Bare necessities of life living in England is different than bare necessities of life in a village or the jungle in India 5,000 years ago. So obviously we need to get involved to a certain extent, but only as much as we need. And when reverses come, as they inevitably must in this material world, then that's life. But we should also try to be old Calcutta boys and try to avoid getting cheated as much as possible. Why? Because ultimately it's Krishna's money. And whatever money we lose is that much money less that we can then use in Krishna's service devoted to spreading Krishna consciousness. Her second question is that she's saying that in the Krishna book, in the fight between Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna. It's interesting, as I was just saying that, as I said Lord Shiva, because it comes very naturally, because most of the time that's how Srila Prabhupada addresses him. But you'll notice that despite the fact we call Brahma Lord Brahma, and Shiva Lord Shiva, and so many others, Srila Prabhupada, for the most part, always calls Krishna just Krishna. Very informal. It's an interesting observation. Anyhow, There, Lord Shiva says, I am your ego. So she wants to know, what does it mean that Lord Shiva is Krishna's ego? Well, everyone and everything is a expansion of Krishna. Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, of some part of Krishna, because there's nothing else other than Krishna. Everything is Krishna. So there's a oneness. Of course, there's also a difference. So we are also Krishna's amsa, Krishna's parts. Mamai vangsa jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana. And Krishna's sense of identity. Ego means sense of identity. That potency by which you feel your own existence is called the ego. So Lord Shiva is the potency of Krishna's feeling, that ego. And in contact with, as he's in contact with the mode of ignorance, that then yields to false ego, the sense of false identity, identifying with this body, which we are very much absorbed in. And sometimes, at least Lord Shiva, the yogi, not Sarashiva, the expansion of the Supreme Lord, who's Vishnu Tattva, but Lord Shiva, who's a tattva on his own, sometimes succumbs to, because he's in contact, so much in contact, close contact with matter. He's in contact with matter and tends to get swayed. Lord Mahavishnu, who's the creator of Lord Shiva, as well as matter, etc., he's never swayed. He never becomes influenced by matter. And the fourth question is from an anonymous, and it's a lengthy question, and more or less he's asking, what does it mean when it says that, and he's citing Brahma Vaivarta Purana, when it says that in Kali Yuga, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan, there'll be a 10,000 year period where we're enjoying benefits of Satya Yuga. And as I was reading this question, I was also thinking, well, what does it mean that it's going to be like Satya Yuga? And obviously, that's what it means. It's going to be like Satya Yuga, but it's not going to be Satya Yuga. For instance, in Satya Yuga, people live for 400,000 years. But it's very clear in Srimad Bhagavatam that people don't live for 400,000 years. In Kali Yuga, they're happy if they live for 100 years, but most likely they'll end up just living for 30 as time goes on. Similarly, in Satya Yuga, the age itself is long. Kali Yuga is not that long. So when we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is going to bring about a real revolution and think it's going to be like Satya Yuga, then it means that symptoms of Satya Yuga are going to be present in Kali Yuga. And they're going to have their influence. And that influence is going to make it like Satya Yuga. But it still will be like Satya Yuga in Kali Yuga. For instance, in Satya Yuga, and this is another thing, in Satya Yuga everyone was a Paramahansa. In Kali Yuga everyone's not going to be a Paramahansa. In Satya Yuga there was no need for a social structure because everyone was Paramahansa. But Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur all emphasizing the importance of Varnashram as a social structure. So once again, this is how it's not. But how is it? One is that because in Satya Yuga, everyone, just as in Satya Yuga, everyone was religious. In Kali Yuga, although the tendency is not for people to be religious, but nonetheless the opportunity to easily contact the easiest religious process of Nam Sankirtan makes it like Satya Yuga. In other words, anyone can easily be religious. You don't have to have great qualifications of being a great yogi or being greatly learned or studying or preparing yourself. It comes very easily, just like in Satya Yuga, more or less it comes naturally. As I mentioned about Paramahansas, although there were Paramahansas in Satya Yuga, in Kali Yuga there will be. Vaishnavas will also, there will be some Paramahansas, and the benefit of those Paramahansas will be to affect a mood like Satya Yuga. Paramahansas like Srila Prabhupada and our predecessor acharyas. How was it like Satya Yuga? Well, in Satya Yuga, everyone was absorbed in meditation. Jiva Goswami explains that by Nam Sankirtan, devotees, even beginner devotees who chant defenselessly, they can achieve an absorption in the Lord equivalent to the meditators of Satya Yuga. So once again, that's how it becomes like Satya Yuga. And the effect of all of this is to actually create a sattvic atmosphere. In other words, it will invoke some presence of the mode of goodness. It will not overwhelm the world with goodness. Will everyone become devotees? Will the whole world chant Hare Krishna? No doubt, everything is possible. But there will still be some difference between here and Satya Yuga. And of course, one very obvious one is that if everyone in the world is chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in ecstasy, even if that did happen, that isn't something that happened in Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, everyone was meditating. So yes, some things will be similar, but it will also be different. But whatever it is, we should chant Hare Krishna and not wait around, unless the Lord specifically wants us to stay here and do some service. We should get ourselves together and arrange to leave this world as soon as possible. Hare Krishna.